Hallelujah. Listen. Hallelujah. I want you to pray. Listen. I want you to pray and talk to God. Tell him, Lord, I'm part of this apostolic family. The altar you have erected here must speak for me. I want my life to show it from today. Lift your voice and pray. Pray with understanding and watch what happens to you. Pray with understanding. Pray with understanding. Pray with understanding. Lord, I inform the altar that you have with your servant. Pray with understanding. Pray with understanding. I declare it. Hallelujah. Many of you may not realize what is happening to you. Please, I don't want you to idolize this teaching. No, it's not about religiosity. It's about proper understanding and application. So it's not just coming to lie down here. No. The altar is a revelation. We are going to pray right now and activate back our prayer lives. Listen, because many of us here, the only time you pray is when you are together with people. Satan started attacking you. He gave himself a 5-year plan to attack your prayer life. He will never attack it at once. He can give himself a 5-year plan and be destroying you. Say in the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that the spirit of prayer and supplication, the grace to pray, I receive it right now. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Fire, fresh fire on my altar. Fresh grace to pray, fresh grace to fast, fresh grace to intercede, fresh grace for warfare. I command every dead prayer life around my life, come back to life. Come back to life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. One last prayer point and I'll pray for you. There are many of us, the Spirit of God started revealing things to you because you were meeting with him every day. But something happened. No more visitation of the secret place, and that portal closed over your life. No access to illumination. You used to have projects that you and God are on. You can literally say we are on a faith project. But now there's nothing like that. Your life has become stale and barren. Some of you, is when you started ministry. This so-called thing called ministry, that's what destroyed you. We are going to pray a prayer of restoration. And the fire will fall upon you. I'd like you to pray. Say in the name of Jesus. Say it again. In the name of Jesus. Say, Holy Spirit, I ask that you manifest yourself once again in my life. Holy Spirit, I cry for intimacy afresh with you. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Intimacy. Spirit of the living God, do not be far from me again. Pray. Pray. Let it not be that you're just a stranger. We were closer than this, and something happened. Pray. Restore that intimacy. Restore that sweet fellowship that I once had with you. Fellowship that nothing in this world could be compared. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Please lift your hands. I tell you, there will be testimonies upon testimonies. I pray for you now. I'm praying for you. In the name that is above all names, everyone hearing me and standing here, whether inside or outside, you have prayed. If there is any altar as I speak now that is speaking against your life, at the count of three, I command those altars to catch fire right now. Please get ready, the power of God will come on people. 1, 2, 3. I command those altars now, be broken. I command those altars be broken. Listen, lift your hands. I'm challenging altars of failure. Listen, just I'm praying for you. Don't pray, just listen to me, because I'm seeing people here. Failure, it has nothing to do with academics. It makes you fail in everything. I stretch my hands. May that fire, anyone here who is a victim, that altar is speaking. I stand by the rod of a higher priesthood and I judge those altars now. 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 By fire, I judge those altars now. There are altars that cause men to see things and never handle it. You see a job, they tell you it's yours. Quarter to reception, everything changes. I don't know who belongs to that category, but in the name of Jesus, inside and outside, following online, anyone who has been a victim of total failure and disappointment, right now in the name of Jesus, that fire comes upon you in the name of Jesus. That fire comes upon you in the name of Jesus. I command total deliverance. Help them, please. Total deliverance in the name of Jesus Christ. Put down your hands, ladies. Keep your hands lifted. I will tell you why I'm praying. There are many ladies, let me tell you, many people don't know why things don't work, especially for ladies. It's not because you are ladies and it's not because you are bad. It's because many ladies are spiritually ignorant of what they represent in the realm of the spirit. A lady is not just another human being who is not a man. No, it's more than that. A lady is the chiefest point of entrance, even among men. That's why she has a womb. The only lady, a lady is a gate in the realm of the spirit. It's not just a human being. Keep your hands lifted. That's why demons look for them. That's why spirits look for them. That's why altars speak against them. It may not be caused by you, but I'm praying for you. Keep your hands lifted. You may not understand what is happening. Lord Jesus, I'm praying now that any one of our sisters here whose family and destiny is under siege, Shaka Skopa. I'm declaring, anyone who made a covenant with the earth for your destiny, anyone who passed through fire to make a covenant with your destiny, in the name that is above all names, I decree and declare upon every lady now, be free in the name of Jesus. Be free in the name of Jesus from those yokes that cause fibroid, those yokes that cause lumps around your body, those lumps, those barrenness, I curse it by the God of heaven. I curse it by the God of heaven. Hallelujah. I'm seeing 11 ladies. The Lord is opening my eyes. Listen now. I'm seeing rings on all their 10 fingers. And this is a very serious demonic case. And the Lord wants to set them free now. You will not know it. It's not something you know. One of you used to see it physically. You see rings on your hands. In the name of Jesus. 11 people, ladies especially. I'm praying now. Some are inside, some are outside. Doesn't matter where you are. The Lord is asking me to stretch my hands. Lord, I pray, whoever came into this meeting, whether online, offline, and belongs to that category, in the name of Jesus, as I'm praying now, I command, I'm praying now, the fire will fall on certain people. 11 in all I see. Lord, let it be right now. I break that marriage. I break that spiritual marriage. I break that spiritual marriage, my God, my God, my God, my God. I break that spiritual marriage. There's one of them you should have married, but this is what stops everybody that comes around you. I command it broken right now. 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 Hallelujah. Our time is gone. The Lord is asking me to minister to someone here. Somebody comes to you in the night physically. I'm not talking of vision. Physically. You feel somebody lying down around your bed, sometimes sleeping with you. You are feeling it. This is not guesswork. This is something you know is happening. Wherever that person is, right now in Jesus' name, I stretch my hands. There is no escape. In the name of Jesus, whether inside or outside, you are in this category now. I command judgment. Judgment on any strange spirit. Judgment on any stranger. Judgment on any stranger. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I don't know, but we're rounding up. Please just be patient with me. I'm hearing in my spirit, Yoruba people, there is something, a deliverance that God is bringing now to Yoruba people. You know how God acts. As I'm speaking now, everyone associated with that territory, I place the word of God now. In the name of Jesus, let that sword of deliverance, I command that double-edged sword, to locate everyone from the southwestern part now who is in need of territorial deliverance. I command it now, inside and outside, in the name of Jesus. No escape, no escape for any power of darkness.
Yeah, na 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 na. Yeah. Na 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 na. Yeah, na 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 na.
Yeah, na 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 na. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Every mark of disfavor that is on anyone's life here. You watch what happens to your life from this meeting. anyone carrying any mark of disfavor, where men should bless you, something about you becomes an irritation. I command that mark to be erased from your life now. I command that mark to be erased from your life now. I command that mark to be erased from your life now. I command that mark to be erased from your life now. I command that mark to be erased from your life now. I'm watching what is happening from the spirit realm, not the physical realm. When you see me keep praying, it's because God is doing something. I command that mark to be erased from your life now. I say it again. I command that mysterious mark to be erased from your life right now. Anyone here who has any member of your family that has refused to give birth, they have tried and tried, and the devil would just not let them have a child. Either she will not take in completely, or she would take in and then mysteriously lose the child, or the man will not be able to get her pregnant. I don't care what situation. But please, even if you are not the one standing for them, I'm praying. Distance is no barrier. I stretch my hands now and I decree, by the altar of prayer, we authorize angelic assistance to those people right now. We authorize angelic assistance right now. Hear me? It was an angel that came to assist Mary to get pregnant. He showed up and said, I was sent. Your own is to just agree. And she said, be it unto me. And she got pregnant. I declare and declare that any manifestation and encounter that they need to go through to have their child, I command it to happen now in the name of Jesus. Let me pray finally for your finances. I believe in God's people empowered. There is no triumph when everything around your life is not working. I want to speak because some of you are tithers. Some of you are sowers. Some of you bless, honor God's house, but simply because of certain systems, that manifestation can happen as laziness. That manifestation can happen as disfavor everywhere. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare, nobody here is too young to prosper. Don't listen to that nonsense. Nobody here. I'm not talking of business. I'm not talking of a job. I'm talking of a system in the spirit where God will lift you in a way that will make you afraid. I decree and declare now. As I'm praying for you, I'm also praying for families, because there are families that need help as a matter of emergency. I pray that the demon sitting on the financial destiny of anyone here, sitting on the financial destiny of any family, I clear it out of the way right now. I clear it out of the way right now. I clear it out of the way right now. I clear it out of the way right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Listen. Listen. I've shared with you my encounter. I've seen that spirit that they call Mammon. I've seen it. I've shared it here. Some years ago when I was praying, and all of a sudden my ceiling disappeared, and all of a sudden I saw a giant creature like him, as tall as a mango tree, standing, looking like a dinosaur, a sea creature with a tail, and the tail was another living thing on its own. It could detach from that creature and move, and the eyes were as big as a human head, two red fierce eyes, and he was looking at me and he said, so you think you can bring God's people into blessings? And that was the end of the encounter. It was that day I knew that wealth is spiritual. It's not about what you do, it's about what is backing you. You can do everything doable. there must be a spirit assisting you. I call for the ministry of the Holy Spirit over your finances, and I command extraordinary results from today. I command strange results from today. I command strange favors from today. I command strange results from today. Strange encounters with destiny helpers. In the name of Jesus Christ. I want you to wave your hands to Jesus. The Bible says to pray with thanksgiving. Tell him thank you. Thank you. This is part of a fruitful prayer. You don't round up a prayer with amen. You round up a prayer with genuine thanksgiving. Lord, I thank you. I know it is done. I receive it because you are faithful. This is the confidence that we have, that when we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. It's our confidence. Hallelujah. Now keep your hands. Please look at me. I want to encourage everyone. As much as God grants you grace, I want you to use this week. Make sure that no day passes without you creating time to blast in tongues at least an hour. At least an hour. No, if you think you don't have the strength, find somebody who God has graced. At least an hour. Tuesdays, you are sure you can come and our prayer department is there praying. You don't have to be a part of a member of the prayer department. Join them, because it's a season where we are breaking things through in the realm of the spirit. Every day, take out time. I would recommend night times for you, because most people are working or are students. You may not have the luxury of time to get up in the morning or afternoon, but you can maximize night times. 1 hour out of 24 at least will not kill you. I want you to cultivate that atmosphere. Carry that consciousness that my prayer is creating an altar, and that I am an altar myself, and refuse to allow the devil play games with your destiny in the name of Jesus Christ. Now keep standing, everyone. I want to make an altar call now. Very quickly, there are people here. Probably you came here for the first time tonight. Please let me have attention inside and outside. And there are people here who the devil has been playing around with your destiny for many years. And when you came for this meeting tonight, as the word of God was coming, the Lord was speaking to you that we need to start afresh again. There are such people here right now. I want to give you an opportunity to hand your life over to Jesus. Or others who you were once a serious believer, but something happened around your life. Very quickly, we have just 2 minutes for this. Wherever you are, inside or outside, there must be somebody handing his life to Jesus. Make your way right now. I want to pray for you. Let's appreciate them as they come. Don't wait for anybody to come. You are the first person. Somebody is coming. Clap for them inside, outside. If you're outside, make your way in quickly. God bless you. God bless you, young and old. Keep coming. If you're outside, please rush and come in. Rush and come in. Clear the way for them. Those coming from outside, hurry up. Please hurry up quickly, quickly, quickly. It's not something that should take forever for you to think about. You should know immediately. Young and old, make your way to Jesus. The Bible says the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth to it and they are saved. Keep coming. Keep coming. Koinonia, celebrate them. Let's encourage them as they come. Hallelujah. I want to appreciate you for the boldness to come and make a declaration to Jesus. Listen, this is not just a poem you are reciting. I want you to mean it from the depth of your heart, because it will start a new dimension of living for you. Lift your right hand high to the heavens. Let the devil see it and say after me, Lord Jesus. Say it again. Say, Lord Jesus, tonight I have heard your word. I believe in you. I ask you to forgive my sins. I ask you to cleanse me with your precious blood. I believe you died for me. I believe you rose again for me. I receive eternal life into my spirit. And I declare that from tonight, I am a child of God. I keep rising and I never go back again. The power of sin, the power of Satan, the power of the flesh is broken over my life forever. In the name of Jesus. Keep your hands lifted. Father, I stretch my hands to these dear ones and I pray, oh God, that you seal this decision with the presence of your Spirit. Let tonight be an encounter that will remain forever in their lives. I declare their sins forgiven, and oh God, I decree and declare that from today they begin a fresh and a new walk with the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. A big congratulations to you. Now, I want you to quickly follow a lady waving her hands, all of you together in concert. Just walk this way. Follow the lady waving her hands, and they'll take you outside and attend to you very, very briefly. Very quickly, please. Everyone, quickly, quickly. Make way for them. Make way for them.
We believe you have been blessed by this message. For additional information, you can visit us on Facebook on www.facebook.com/KoinoniaEternityNetwork International. Or follow us on Twitter, www.twitter.com/KoinoniaEni. You can also download our messages on www.forshared.com. Eternity Network International, duplicating the corners of God's life on earth.